Ian Schultz, I had the occasion this September to do what we occasional actors call a corporate gig, emceeing a sales conference for a smaller multinational corporation that specializes in high-end retail items, very high-end, trinkets and gewgaws and even functional tools that'll set you back about a grand per inch of item. The demographic for this company's product seemed to be CEOs, maybe movie stars looking for holiday gift ideas, or marketing vice presidents with a burning desire to impress others with their class, prestige, and disposable income. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but at some point over the two-day conference, I realized that high-end luxury items are not. Retail is retail. Distributors discussed shipping and warehouse problems. Boutique franchisees talked about getting the customer into the shop. Accountants talked about new databases they are creating. And various presidents and vice presidents talked about the urgent need to expand their markets and product lines. Anyway, the point is, this company was not some flighty.com, but an established retailer with a history and reputation that sold actual objects in the real world in real brick-and-mortar shops. And yet, all of the presenters, without exception, accompanied themselves with PowerPoint slides and laser pointers. Now, I'm relatively new to the dizzying heights of international sales conferences, but I'll bet they've always been with us. I can only imagine what sales conferences were like before PowerPoint and lasers, slideshows, I suppose, videotapes, before that 16mm movies, chalkboards and posters, overhead projectors. Remember the overhead projector? Every mathematical equation I've forgotten in my life was first formulated on an overhead projector by a balding man in a ribbed nylon shirt. Just the sight of an overhead projector can put me to sleep. Now, if sales conferences were ever conducted with overhead projectors, it's a wonder we ever sold anything. Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say, without PowerPoint, the entire global economy would collapse like a house of cards. And the kids playing pranks with their laser pointers pointing at the heads of movie stars and the multiplexes, well, don't worry, they're not punks. They're not on drugs. They're just training for a career in retail management. That's the face I'd put on it anyway, if they were my kids. I gotta go.